This week, La Belle France was still in trouble. President de Gaulle made a new proposal to fire the assembly and reorganize the government. It makes me think of the wise words said years ago about France. Quote, how can you govern a people who have 140 different kinds of cheese? We'll have a Listen, even de Gaulle has said he loves France but hates Frenchmen. We'll have a report about one of the problems in our own country a few minutes from now. Here's Glenn Yarbrough with a new song, Until You Happen to Pass By.
I left my home, left my job, left my friend. Set out to run out beyond where the highway ends. I'd never seen the sea or looked at a starry sky. Until you happen to pass by, I was so sure nothing troubled my mind. Safe and secure, thought I'd found all there was to find. Living from day to day without ever knowing why. Until you happen to pass by, then the sound of you sang in my ear, and the sight of you dazzled my eyes, and the warmth of you melted my fears. I saw the years I've been living without you were nothing but lies. The stars never lose their shine. You are my everything, my earth, my sea, my sky. So glad you happened to pass by.
Get the year's lowest prices on Mustang Sprints, Fairlanes, and XL Fastbacks. The switch is on to Ford. And now, during Ford's big See the Light sale, prices have been reduced on the best new car buys of the year. Save on specially equipped Fairlane two-door hardtop. Save on two specially equipped Mustang Sprints. Save on specially equipped Ford XLs with V8 power, air conditioning for summertime comfort, tinted glass on all windows, and more, all at a special low package price. Check your Ford dealer's low prices on XLs, Fairlane hardtops, and exciting Mustang Sprints. This sale is on for a limited time only. See the light and save big on better ideas. The switch is on to Ford.
Ring Around the World, a weekend series of close-ups of people and events here and abroad, brought to you by State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's largest homeowners insurance company. In a minute, a report on the Poor People's Campaign in Washington, where there are other problems besides being poor. First, this message.
This is Al Cap for the defense of the roller skate. All roller skates aren't bad. There are good skates, you know. But it's always the roller skate that massacres the mailman or sends the meter reader reeling. What about the garden hose? What about the dog that wakes up biting? Well, whether it's the roller skate or the garden hose, your best protection is a homeowner's policy from State Farm Fire and Casualty, in case the mailman or the meter reader want to meet you again in court. It'll protect your house and your possessions, too, in case of fire and theft and other such nastiness, and all at one low package price. Good idea? Then phone your State Farm agent about his homeowner's policy right now and watch out for that blasted roller skate in the hall.
For your home and your car and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Now here's Paul Duke, NBC News, Washington.
Poor People's Campaign is now beginning its fourth week, and to many observers, it is more disorganized than ever. Certainly, the problems of the demonstrators have been abundant. Certainly, many of them were beyond their control. For example, the rains that have turned what was once a beautiful glade near the Lincoln Memorial into a sea of mud. All the same, it seems obvious the demonstrators were brought here without sufficient planning and preparation. The sanitation facilities are inadequate. There is a notable lack of coordination. There is an undercurrent of racial friction among Negroes, Latins, and Indians. There are differences among the leaders themselves over strategy and other matters. There are hardliners and softliners, with the hardliners suggesting Dr. Ralph Abernathy is not being tough enough in pressing the campaign's demands on Congress. All of this has obviously affected morale. When the marchers see so much disarray and so little organization, some understandably are disillusioned, and some understandably have gone home. But the promoters show no sign of giving up. The likelihood, in fact, is that demonstrations will increase on Capitol Hill and at government agencies and take on a more militant tone. There also are plans to establish satellite campaigns in several other cities. The big question is whether the campaign will wind up with a giant rally scheduled here June 19th. Bayard Rustin, who planned the highly successful Civil Rights March on Washington in 1963, has been called in to direct the June 19th climax. Whatever happens, this is not a very popular protest with the people of Washington. Business especially is displeased because it is cutting down on the tourist trade. The response of the demonstration leaders today was to open the camp to all comers, making it, mud and all, another tourist attraction. Paul Duke, NBC News, at the Poor People's Encampment in Washington.
Ring around the world. Close-ups of people at events here and abroad. This report was also brought to you by American Red Ball Moving Specialists.
It's the day of the big move. Make it an American Red Ball call, whatever size your move. Why? Because people have found that American Red Ball's exclusive red carpet service does wonders for their move. Call for American Red Ball. We're listed in the Yellow Pages. American Red Ball.
In research laboratories, a machine is used to test the tars and nicotine in various brands of cigarettes. It is called a smoking machine. In living rooms across the country, there is another kind of smoking machine.
Anybody got a cigarette?
The lungs and arteries of this smoking machine are also collecting tars and nicotine. The mechanical smoking machine will not get heart disease, lung cancer, or emphysema from smoking. Can this smoking machine...
Anybody got a cigarette?
...make the same claim? Get the facts from your heart association.
Taste that beats the others cold. Pepsi pours it on.
At 16 minutes before the hour, I am choking to death.
Hello. This is Lee Leonard, your guide to New York. If you'd like to know what's happening in and around your town, join me, weekdays from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. right here on WNBC. You'll have fun learning because my show is class.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
Here's a Monitor tip for drivers. You remember the expression, two hands for beginners? Well, it's also two hands for experts when it comes to driving a car. To steer an automobile, your hands should be opposite each other on the sides of the wheel. Because if you drive with one hand on top of the wheel, you'll be 50% less effective in dealing with an emergency. That's when two hands beats an accident in any game. Here's another tip from the Air Temp Division, Chrysler Corporation.
Today, we're interviewing big league pitcher Knuckles Schultz. What's your secret, Knuckles?
I keep cool. That's why I got Air Temp air conditioning in my souped-up hard top. No hotmobile for me.
What was your biggest win?
Air Temp's the finest air conditioning for your room, house, business, and car.
Yes, but what was your biggest win?
Be sure you order Chrysler Air Temp air conditioning in your new Plymouth, Dodge, Chrysler, or Imperial.
What do you do in the winter, Knuckles?
I install Air Temp air conditioners in Chrysler cars.
That was Turn Around, Look at Me, the latest by the Vogues.
Senator, as your new speechwriter, what do you want me to say about...
Speak right out, boy. Write it just like I say it. Renews its spray starts with the amazing empty all valve is the best friend the American housewife ever had. It delivers the starch, boy. Really delivers it.
But, Senator,
down, boy. Renews its spray starch never quits in the middle of ironing. Never quits until every last ounce of starch is out of the can. Out, boy. Say it like that, son. Housewives love to hear it. And be sure to get in the words you'll use the very last drop, because you get the very last drop. Now, that's important, boy. Put it right down there.
Senator, how do you stand on Renews-It Spray Furniture Wax with lemon oil?
I'll buy it. Why, Renews-It Spray Furniture Wax with lemon oil gives furniture that new-again look. And housewives just love that lemon oil aroma. It says clean, boy. Clean, that is. You just can't beat Renews-It Spray Starch and Renews-It Spray Furniture Wax with lemon oil.
Yes, Senator.
I say, boy, you don't speak out much, do you?
Next, Dr. Joyce Brothers. Brought to you by Madison Laboratories, makers of Nupurcanal Cream, Spray, Lotion, and Anti-V-Lotion.
Some wives nag their husbands into the arms of other women. What kind of women, we'll find out after this from Madison Laboratories.
When your skin's on fire with sunburn, reach quickly for soothing Nupurcanal. When you smooth on Nupurcanal, the heat's off, the cool's on. The pain and burning sting are relieved. It's that fast because it's a topical anesthetic. Nupurcanal cream and lotion also lubricate taut, dry, sunburned skin, and with your skin calmed, soothed, and softened, you can forget the annoying discomforts of sunburn. Wear clothes comfortably. You needn't fear the slightest touch, nor will sunburn keep you awake nights. Nupurcanal is also a great comfort for minor burns, cuts, scratches, and non-poisonous insect bites. So, when sunburn strikes, smooth on Nupurcanal, cream, lotion, or spray. With Nupurcanal, the heat's off, the cool's on. If poison ivy creeps up on you and spreads, fight it with Anti-Ivy Lotion. It helps you tame the itch quickly. Helps to stop you from scratching and spreading the poison. Next time poison ivy gets a grip on you, use Anti-Ivy Lotion. Again, Dr. Brothers.
Men whose wives don't understand them solve the problem in a variety of ways. A minority consult a psychiatrist or marriage counselor. A growing number gain freedom through the divorce courts. Some take to drink, and some take mistresses. Very often, the troubles brought on by the triangle lead the man with both wife and mistress to the analyst's couch. While trying to help him with his problems, the psychiatrists have also been studying him and others involved in similar situations. They've come up with some unexpected findings. The man who keeps a mistress instead of getting a divorce is very often the victim of a domineering, nagging wife. She not only doesn't understand him, she bosses him and persecutes him with her tongue. Close friends and relatives have felt sorry for him for years. Some of them have even suggested that he get rid of her, but the noble sufferer won't consider it. He's afraid of his wife. Keeping the wife he fears and taking a mistress is his compromise. Unlike others who betray their marriage vows, the husband of the nagging wife isn't always censured by those who know him. Poor Harry, they say, he's put up with a lot for a long time. He's entitled to a little happiness. But is he getting it? Poor Harry isn't, it seems. Surprisingly, Harry almost always chooses a mistress exactly like his wife. She, too, is a nagger. She doesn't appear to be one at first, of course, but then neither did his wife. Just as it happened in his marriage, so it happens in his affair. After the first few idyllic months, Harry finds himself verbally overpowered and browbeaten. His wife nagged him for not standing up to the boss. His mistress nags him for not standing up to his wife. Harry, who thought to escape verbal lashings in the arms of another woman, finds he's just doubled his trouble. Is it all an accident? No, say the researchers. Subconsciously, Harry knew his wife would turn into a nagger when he married her. Subconsciously, he knew the same thing about the sweet thing he chose as a mistress. Though he's not consciously aware of it, Harry is a glutton for punishment. The psychiatrists call him a psychic masochist. So it is always at war with the self he does know, which tells him he wants to be happy. He satisfies his undercover wish for misery by putting up with his nagging wife. He attempts to satisfy his conscious wish for happiness by finding a mistress. But his subconscious interferes. If you want joy, you have to pay the price, it scolds. Poor Harry. Even his subconscious nags him. This is Dr. Joyce Brothers for Monitor.
Listen again next weekend when Madison Laboratories' fine line of summer products brings you Dr. Joyce Brothers.
When
When your name is J.P. Stevens, you don't rush into things. Not when your company's reputation is built on brands like Stevens Gulistan Carpets and Stevens Utica Sheets and Towels. So when something new called outdoor-indoor carpet came along, we took our own sweet time. While others were selling, we were testing, examining, and making very sure. Well, now we're sure. Our new outdoor-indoor carpet is called Merriweather, and it's made with Vectra olefin fiber. Merriweather will go anywhere you want it to without complaining. Outside on the patio, porch, breezeway. Inside, too, in the kitchen, bathroom, family room. You see, Vectra fiber makes Merriweather stain-resistant and fade-resistant. It can't rot, and it isn't affected by mildew. What a way to build a carpet. See it at your carpet dealer in 12 glorious colors. Now that the rest have had their say about outdoor-indoor carpet, J.P. Stevens has the last word, and the last word is Merriweather.
And Williams' latest number called Classical Gas. Well, hardly classical. NBC News on the Hour is next. Morgan from Monitor, back shortly.
We still have more to bring you. Just wait and see. More news, more songs to sing you.